Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the 9th unit of this component is Administrative, Billing, and Financial Systems. Unit 9 consists of two lectures followed by an assignment. A self-assessment also accompanies this unit. This first lecture examines the relationship of administrative, billing, and financial systems to the healthcare information system, explains applications that need to be integrated in healthcare information systems, explores healthcare organizations' integration strategies, identifies the critical elements for integration of these systems with clinical information systems, and discusses how healthcare organizations may gain valuable insights from integrated data through data analytics and trending. The second lecture defines a Master Patient Index, or MPI, and describes its core elements, reviews the components integral to a unique patient identifier, UPI, and discusses data analysis and trending. Slide 2. Lecture 9-1 has three objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to explain applications that need to be integrated in healthcare information systems, describe the strategies used by healthcare organizations to ensure integration of functions, and discuss the critical elements needed to integrate billing, financial, and clinical systems. Slide 3. This lecture begins with a definition of a healthcare information system. As defined in Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, a healthcare information system is an information system used within a healthcare organization to facilitate communication, to integrate information, to document healthcare interventions, to perform record keeping, or otherwise support the functions of the organization. Slide 4. In Chapter 13 of Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, the authors identify HCIS components from a functional perspective that support specific purposes. They are 1. Patient management and billing, 2. Department management, 3. Care delivery and clinical documentation, 4. Clinical decision support, and 5. Financial and resource management. Each will be briefly described in the next few slides. Slide 5. Patient management and billing systems are systems that support patient management functions. An example would be the patient identification functionality and the supporting technology, a Master Patient Index. A Master Patient Index is a database created and maintained by a healthcare facility to record the name and identification number of every patient who has ever been admitted or treated there. Patient identification information, demographic data, and encounter-level information are stored in the database. Lecture 9-2 will discuss the Master Patient Index in more detail. Slide 6. Department management systems are systems that support a department's information needs. An example would be the Health Information Management, HIM, department, which is responsible for managing the organization's medical records. An electronic document management system would be a supporting technology for the HIM department. According to an AHIMA EHIM workgroup on electronic document management as a component of EHR, an electronic document management system, EDMS, is any electronic system that manages documents, not data, to realize significant improvements in business work processes. Electronic document management as a component of the electronic health record, AHIMA, 2003. Available from http://library.ahima.org/expedio/groups/public/document/ahima/bok1_02195.hcsp?dnameequals2bok1_02195. Department management systems supply data to patient databases. For example, the HIM department contributes transcribed history and physicals to EMRs. Slide 7. Care delivery and clinical documentation systems are systems that support the delivery of the care and documentation of that care. An example would be clinical information systems. The textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, defines clinical information system as the components of a healthcare information system designed to support the delivery of patient care, including order communications, results reporting, care planning, and clinical documentation. An example of a supporting technology would be electronic clinical order entry and results reporting. Patient clinical data are stored in a centralized database. Another example of a functional system that supports care delivery and clinical documentation is the electronic medical record system. Slide 8. Clinical decision support systems are systems that support the clinical staff with data interpretation and decision making. An example would be a medication administration system, and a supporting technology would be barcode medication administration. According to http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/bar_code_medication_administration, barcode medication administration, BCMA, is a barcode system designed to prevent medication errors. It consists of a barcode reader, a portable computer with wireless connection, a computer server, and some software. When a nurse gives medicines to a patient in a hospital, the nurse can scan the barcode on the wristband on the patient and make sure that the patient is the right patient. The nurse can then scan the barcode on the medicine to verify if it is the right medicine at the right dose at the right time by the right route. 5 rights. Barcode Medication Administration, Wikipedia, 2011. Available from http://enwikipedia.org/wiki/bar_code_medication_administration. Clinical decision support systems access patient and other databases in order to perform various functions. Slide 9. Financial and resource management systems are systems that support the business functions of the organization or practice. An example would be an accounts payable system, and a supporting technology would be claims administration. Financial and employee data are stored in a centralized database. Slide 10. As the previous slides show, separate information systems are needed because they must meet the specific and often unique needs of a clinical or support department with specialized functionality. With so many systems in use in a healthcare organization, information integration is required in order to have the right information available to those who need it in an expeditious manner. The Healthcare Information and Management Systems, or HIMSS, is a not-for-profit organization with a focus on leading the industry to optimally use information technology, IT, and management systems for the betterment of healthcare. HIMSS, 2011, available from http://www.himss.org/asp/index.asp. HIMSS defines integration as the arrangement of an organization's information systems in ways that allows them to communicate efficiently and effectively, and brings together related parts into a single system. Integration and interoperability, HIMSS, 2011, available from http://www.himss.org/asp/topics_integration.asp. Slide 11. Patient care is often organized around department or function, and applications were developed to support them. For example, as noted previously, patient management and billing systems are systems that support patient management functions, such as patient identification, whereas clinical information systems support healthcare provider functions, such as clinical documentation. A number of applications need to be integrated in healthcare information systems. Some of these applications are, first, from the patient management and billing component, patient tracking, which monitors patient movements. The Master Patient Index, addressed in the second lecture, is another application found in this component, which needs integration. Second, from the department management component, electronic document management, which manages documents, not data. Third, from the care delivery and clinical documentation component, order entry and results reporting. Slide 12. Two more examples of applications that need to be integrated in healthcare information systems. From the Clinical Decision Support Component, computer-based physician order entry, where clinical event monitors integrated with results reporting applications can trigger alerts. And from the Financial and Resource Management Component, patient profiling. Slide 13. Vogel and Perot, in Chapter 13, Management of Information in Healthcare Organizations of Biomedical Informatics, describe the following two strategies healthcare organizations use to ensure integration of functions. First, a strategy for data preservation must be developed by providing access to data and implementing an approach for standardizing the meaning of those data. The second strategy Vogel and Perot identify is the need to have separate components in the information management plan for data management, applications and business logic, and user interface in order to permit flexibility. Slide 14. The report, Enterprise Integration, Defining the Landscape, published by HIMSS in 2007, identified the following key components of enterprise integration. Master Person Index, a database and rules engine that contains a unique identifier for every patient or person in the enterprise and generally finds a patient's medical records regardless of the prior names used by the patient. Single sign-on with common authentication, a process that permits a user to enter one name and password in order to access multiple applications. Context management, a process for passing user interface context, for example, patient identifier, from one application to the other without user involvement. Common code sets, selection and use of standard vocabularies, including identifier communications standards, for example, patient's social security number, and content and structure standards, clinical data representations, for example, International Classification of Disease, ICD. Using standard vocabularies allows the maintenance and transfer of data that can be used and understood in multiple systems. Data warehouse permits access of information across the enterprise through use of a central data repository or storage system. Enterprise Integration, Defining the Landscape, HIMSS 2007. Available from https://www.himss.org/content/files/ent_integer_whiteparter_030807.pdf. Slide 15. Lack of connectivity among billing and financial and clinical systems creates problems with care delivery. Vogel and Perot, in Chapter 13, Management of Information in Healthcare Organizations of Biomedical Informatics, point out the following problems that can occur if administrative and clinical data are not integrated. If clinical and administrative data are stored on separate systems, then data needed by both must either be entered directly into both systems or be copied from one system to the other. In addition to the expense of redundant data entry and data maintenance incurred by this approach, the consistency of information tends to be poor because data may be updated in one place and not in the other, or information may be copied incorrectly. Vogel and Perot go on to explain the integration requirements. From an organizational perspective, information should be available when and where it is needed. Users must have an integrated view, regardless of system or geographic boundaries. Data must have a consistent interpretation, and adequate security must be in place to ensure access only by authorized personnel and only for appropriate uses. Two types of integration, data and process, will be reviewed next. Slide 16. It is no wonder that information technologies to support data and process integration are vital to the operations of a healthcare organization. Vogel and Perot, Chapter 13, Management of Information in Healthcare Organizations of Biomedical Informatics, 2006. A tool for data integration is the interface engine. In addition, as Vogel and Perot point out, even with an interface engine managing data among disparate systems, however, an organization still must solve the thorny issues of synchronization of data and comparability of similar data types. The next slide will explain the interface engine in more detail. For process integration, technologies must address operational workflow and human organizational systems. Slide 17. An interface engine is a type of tool for sharing data among disparate systems. Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, provides this definition for interface engine: a computer system that translates and formats data for exchange between independent sending and receiving computer systems. According to Vogel and Perot, in Chapter 13, Management of Information in Healthcare Organizations of Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, the interface engine serves as the central connecting point for all interfaces. They go on to state, each system had to connect to the interface engine. The engine then managed the sending of data to any other system that needed it. Slide 18. To move data from one functional application to another also requires a messaging standard, which comes from Health Level 7 International, or HL7. According to HL7's website, Health Level 7 International, HL7, is an ANSI-accredited standards-developing organization dedicated to providing a comprehensive framework and related standards for the exchange, integration, sharing, and retrieval of electronic health information that supports clinical practice and the management, delivery, and evaluation of health services. HL7 messaging standards move data in standard formats. About HL7, HL7 2011, available from http://www.hl7.org/about/index.cfm?ref=nav. Slide 19. Next, we move on to a discussion of how healthcare organizations can gain valuable insights from integrated data through data analytics and trending. A data-driven organization has the capacity to analyze the clinical as well as financial data, thereby providing opportunities to improve patient care. This image from the report, Data Integration Delivers Healthcare Meaningful Use, by Dr. Augusta, shows the dynamic between islands of information represented by the individual healthcare information systems components, that is, admissions, lab, radiology, surgery, pharmacy, discharge, billing, etc., data integration, and meaningful use. As Dr. Augusta points out, the problem is data fragmentation, islands of information. The goal is demonstrating meaningful use of HIT to improve quality, increase revenue, and reduce cost, and also to qualify for financial reimbursements. The proposed method to get there is data integration. Dr. Augusta goes on to state, meaningful use of HIT requires designing data integration so that HIT adds value in transforming the delivery of healthcare services. At the front end, an example is capturing and encoding clinical data, such as vital signs like pulse, blood pressure, heart rate, and so on, in electronic form, then using this data for clinical decision support. Dr. Augusta later provides a more complex example of data integration, computerized physician order entry, where he describes the following scenario. CPOE requires the integration of several sets of data. Patient demographics are required. Physician identification is needed. Diagnosis data is needed. The procedure and treatment data have to be integrated with the diagnosis and patient demographics and physician data. If the physician order is more complex than take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning, then supplementary data stores need to be marshaled to encode prescription drug identifiers, laboratory services and test results, consultations with other providers, imaging studies, and so on. Augusta L. Data Integration Delivers Healthcare Meaningful Use. Olingang Research, 2010. Available from http://www.pervasiveintegration.com/dcontent/collateral/pervasivehitr.pdf. Slide 20. Posted by Denise Johnson on the Clinical Informatics Wiki, healthcare organizations have historically struggled to find the elusive link between the investment in information technology and improved organizational performance. At least a portion of this gap has been driven by the focus on the implementation of information technology, IT, solutions to support transactional workflow, with little to no attention paid to how people actually use the information contained in these solutions to make decisions. The strategic value of IT lies in its power to provide clinicians and leadership with direct visibility into the care delivery process. When little or no attention is given to the strategic use of information as part of an electronic health record, EHR, implementation, organizations are often disappointed by the return on investment and value received as a result of the significant investment. One solution to help close this gap is in the implementation of business intelligence and data warehousing. David Loschen defined business intelligence as the processes, technologies, and tools needed to turn data into information, information into knowledge, and knowledge into plans that drive profitable business actions. Business Intelligence and Data Warehousing for Healthcare. Clinical Informatics Wiki, 2008. Available from https://www.informatics-review.com/wiki/index.php/business_intelligence_ampersand_data_warehousing_for_healthcare. Slide 21. On the Clinical Informatics Wiki, Ms. Johnson lists the following examples of business intelligence applications: clinical and financial analytics and decision support, executive information systems, online analytical processing, OLAP, query and reporting tools, data mining, business process monitoring, and online scoreboards and dashboards. Ms. Johnson further explains, the implementation of business intelligence applications requires the implementation of processes and technologies to extract and translate information contained in transactional information systems into a format that supports analysis and decision support. This process is called data warehousing, and the physical databases that actually store information are called data warehouses. Data warehousing requires processes and tools to define and manage data definitions, cleanse bad data contained in source systems, integrate data from diverse source systems, and organize the data into meaningful subject areas, for example, populations or disease states. Slide 22. Vogel and Perot, in Chapter 13, Management of Information in Healthcare Organizations, in the book Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, state, the objectives of coordinated, high-quality, and cost-effective healthcare cannot be completely satisfied if an organization's multiple computer systems operate in isolation. In this lecture, applications that need to be integrated in healthcare information systems were explained, healthcare organizations' strategies to ensure integration of functions were described, and critical integration elements discussed. The final topic covered was business intelligence applications. These tools can help healthcare organizations gain valuable insights from integrated data through data analytics and trending. Lecture 9-2 will define a Master Patient Index, or MPI, and describe its core elements and review the components integral to a unique patient identifier, UPI. Slide 23. These references are provided for your use. Vogel, L.H., Perot, L.E., Management of Information in Healthcare Organizations, in Shortliff E, Cimino J, Editors, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, 3rd edition, New York, New York, Springer, 2006.